Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we start, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, I have an old friend, Patty Dismukes, and she's with Hunter Technical. Welcome, Patty.
Thank you, Lee. So glad to be here today.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Hunter Technical. Who you serving and how you guys doing?
Yeah, well, thank you. Hunter Technical is an IT staffing and professional services company. They just recently celebrated their 22nd year in business. The partners met at Georgia Tech and started the company shortly after they graduated. They were fraternity brothers and started the company. I laugh all the time and tell them they were pretty much babies when they started. But over the time, they've really built a company to be proud of. It's well respected in the industry. It's a company that gives back to the community. We support TechBridge, Women in Technology, Georgia Tech Alumni Group, Year Up, and a lot of great programs in Atlanta. So a great company to work with.
Now, how has the IT staffing kind of industry as a whole been doing during this pandemic?
You know, surprisingly well. When you look at the numbers of unemployment, I think we're right around 3% unemployment in IT. You know, especially when you look at what March and April and May was it to the country as a whole. You know, to look at IT, that's relatively small. I think I read an article that in April, around 112,000 IT jobs were eliminated. That's a very small percentage. And when you think about the companies, every company really runs on technology. So surprisingly, it's been not hit as bad. It really depends on the industry you're in. So clearly, hospitality, travel, retail was hit pretty hard. But for many companies, it was a time to pivot. I think back in March, I call March the month of shock and awe. You know, we were shocked that the country shut down, and then we turned around and were immediately in awe of our IT leadership because they were able to quickly have work from home up and running fairly quickly. So I think that says a lot about our IT leaders across the country, especially those I know here in Atlanta. We have some pretty fantastic and very talented leaders who were able to do, I think, miraculous things in a short amount of time.
Now, are the people being hired, are they more veteran people who have been around the block a little bit so that way they can get into a job and kind of be up and running as opposed to maybe a recent graduate who needs more kind of assimilation into the organization, the culture, and things like that?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think what we're seeing, the shift we've seen since March, is a big shift from perm hire to contract positions. So companies are bringing more contractors on instead of perm. I think we see the span of skills because what most companies have done when I say they shifted, boy, you talk about a digital transformation. There's no digital. Every company's in the middle of it right now. They've already transformed to the digital world. So cloud, mobile, all those things that maybe were on a 2 or 3 year plan with most companies, they had to get it done and get it done quick. And they're in the middle of it, or they've completed projects, you know, that they were hoping to get funding for. So the whole world changed a little bit. And so companies that maybe had some projects in play that aren't really critical now in the new world, they're not looking for those skills as much anymore. So really cloud experience, mobile experience, architects, all the things that were kind of hot skills before are even hotter right now. So we're not seeing a big change in pay. We're actually seeing that consultants out there are still requiring the same money they were before. It's just a very different dynamic. We're seeing some softness in some of the functional skills, like project managers and business analysts in some situations. But if they have agile experience, or they have a hybrid of agile and waterfall, and they've run some help lead some big cloud integrations or mobile apps being built, they're in demand. So it's like everything just shifted a little bit. So still a great need for IT skills and talent. And it's still amazing when we go through our weekly review of job openings, how many times someone was made an offer, but they had a better offer somewhere else. So it's still a war for talent for sure.
So now, what's some ways that a candidate could stand out and get your eye?
You know, for us, we're always looking for people who have success. Clients need to know that when they bring skills and talent in, these are people who've been part of successful integration. Or if it wasn't successful necessarily, it was lessons learned they got from it. If it's up and coming talent, it's making sure you're focused and highlighting the skills. So we have a website that we always post our jobs on, and people are very welcome and encourage you to apply for jobs as they fit your skill set. We have a great recruiting and sourcing team, always looking for great talent. And in our world, it changes every day. I mean, what we have today to work on could look completely different a week from now based on positions we fill and new needs coming from our clients. So I think the other thing I would tell candidates who are looking is network. Be sure if you know recruiters or you know companies who work with certain companies you're interested in, that you're aggressive. You reach out to us. You let us know what your skill sets are. So it's a great time for IT talent right now.
Then you mentioned that Hunter is involved in the community and does a lot from that standpoint. Is that important from a candidate standpoint as well when you talk about networking? If you see a candidate that's involved, that takes leadership positions, volunteers, is that stuff that goes into your algorithm on how you choose the right fit for a company?
I think what it allows us is we have a wide network of clients. You know, a lot of companies rely on, you know, a handful of clients. I think the last time we counted the number of companies we've worked with in Atlanta, it's probably over 150. So we have a wide network of companies we work with, and being involved in the community allows us to really get to know those companies. So we know the personality type, the culture, the leadership. And so I think what that helps us do is when we are talking to highly skilled candidates, it allows us to put them where it's a fit, not just from a skills fit, but from a cultural fit. And culture is very important in today's world, especially with everyone working from home. That's helped us, as we know our client very well, interviewing, because right now no one's meeting anyone face to face. Everyone is interviewing and making decisions based on Zoom or WebEx, you know, interviews. We were ahead of the game before this even hit, where we had tools in place where we were actually doing skills assessments, and it was tests that could be done, and it would be videotaped so you could see the kind of personality and reasoning and how they handled situations. So we were already, you know, ahead of the game, trying to make sure we were doing everything that we can, not only to fit from a skills perspective, but from a cultural perspective. That's so important, especially right now. So I would tell candidates out there, you've got to polish up on your Zoom interviewing. You've got to polish up on how you present yourself. If there's questions that are asked on a virtual interview, make sure you're very concise in how you answer. Make sure you present yourself well. You have to tell your story. And that's probably the big aha that has come out of this the last few months is that you can be a very skilled, very savvy technology person, but that interview talent is still very much needed. And especially in our virtual world today, more than ever, brush up on your Zoom interviewing skills or your virtual interviewing skills.
Now, does that work both ways? Like for the companies that are hiring these candidates, do they have to kind of maybe learn some skills on how to do those final selections or final interviews with these candidates via Zoom or, at one of those platforms rather than face-to-face across the desk?
Absolutely, because it goes both ways. Again, we're in a candidate-driven market. They get to go take the jobs they want to take. So it's up to the companies to sell their story, to talk about their products, their projects, their leadership, their style, their roadmap, what they're hoping to achieve, because on those interviews, how excited and how much information they share is going to determine whether or not they're chosen. And so I think that it's been very interesting over these COVID months to really see how people are working on those skills. There's a lot of seminars going on right now about how companies need to present themselves and how they need to, again, their storytelling on both sides from the company's perspective and then the candidate.
Now, are you seeing any trends out there in the Atlanta market when it comes to who's hiring, who's not, and what to look for? Like, how far ahead are people looking regarding this pandemic when they're forecasting?
Yeah, I wrote an article recently just on, what are the plans for back to work? And, clearly we're every day that we hear the news and, the numbers are going up. I don't think most companies are in a rush to get back to the office. I think they're doing it in small numbers. Maybe the leadership's going back. But I think right now when I look at the companies that are doing the most right now, our clients are kind of the financial companies are doing well. Some distribution companies are doing well. Products where they're moving products. Companies that are supporting any kind of grocery stores or products around food. So you almost can just think about what is really moving in our economy right now. And companies that do that are the ones that are doing the best. It's interesting. I had a conversation recently with a chief product officer, and they shared that when this happened, that they were going to have about a $2 billion loss in revenue. And, I'm kind of like shocked thinking, $2 billion, that's with a B. And, never acted like it bothered them. They said, no, we've shifted, we've pivoted. Everything's going to be cloud and digital now. We're changing who we are. We're changing our dynamics. And companies that are thinking that way are the companies that are going to do really well coming out of this. I think everyone's realizing you're going to take a revenue loss this year, but it's what are you going to do next year? And so companies, again, that are out there thinking differently outside of the box, looking at tools, looking at automation, looking at things that are going to make them more efficient. And it's all about, speed now. How quickly can we get this out? How quickly can we stay competitive? How quickly can we change how we do things to be more efficient? And that's even for companies that are very traditional, who really, have not even moved to agile kind of environment. They suddenly are changing the whole way they're thinking about how they do business internally. And it was all about working from home proved what you can do when you have to do it. So, I always think when you good things come out of bad things. And I think the one thing that we're going to see in this outcome of a pandemic is that we all realized how really smart companies are and how quickly they can adjust when they have to.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of things that may have been on a back burner moved to the front burner, and then they got comfortable with it pretty quickly. And then that might be a silver lining moving forward. It might accelerate growth.
I think so. And it's, again, being a little bit fearless. When I look at the companies who are doing fairly well right now and who are really hiring, it's companies who are a little bit fearless. They're going to try this, and if if it doesn't work, they'll try something else. I heard one of the leaders recently say, you got to live and you got to trust data. And you have to be strong enough to say, the data I got last month told me this, but the data I have this month is telling me a little something different. I have to be agile and be able to adjust. So that's where I think the fearlessness comes in. And I think that's communication to your board, to your customer, to your other leadership. And I really have seen so many of our IT leaders, our CIOs, step up and really take that on. And those are the companies right now that I'm seeing are doing the best. And it's going to be interesting to watch them through the rest of the year.
Now, Patty, in your career, you've taken a lot of time to invest in the community and in certain organizations and leadership roles. How are you seeing that side of the Atlanta business community doing? Are you finding these nonprofits and these service-oriented businesses able to handle the pandemic?
You know, it's interesting question, too. That's a great question. You know, they've had to adjust. I'm very involved with two nonprofits. I'm the president of Women in Technology Board, and I'm also very active and lead a sponsorship team for TechBridge. We have to think differently. When I go to WIT, one of the largest fundraisers we do every year, we've done it for 26 years, is an event we call WIT Connect. And we always have executive auction. We give away scholarships. We have to do all kinds of a wonderful evening. We usually have 800 people attend it. The last several years, it's been at the Georgia Aquarium. Well, suddenly it has to be a virtual event. So we will be having a virtual event next Thursday night, July the 23rd. It is, again, our largest fundraiser. So I think what I see is the nonprofits pivot because we still have a mission. We still have a community to serve. I'm so proud of TechBridge because TechBridge has had to move a lot of things digital as well. We have a huge digital ball, and now that's going to be virtual this year. So that's, you know, kind of strange and different. But what TechBridge is doing right now to serve our community by helping nonprofits with food banks. So, you know, we keep food moving to all the food banks, the technology we provide. We're helping homeless find homes through many of the nonprofits that we support, who we give the technology to. We're training. We have the Technology Career Program where we're training underserved resources to learn a skill so that we help fill the gap, the technology gap in our community. So I love the fact that the nonprofits, you know, they had to kind of scratch their head a little bit and say, oh my gosh, what do we do in terms of fundraising? But I think they've risen to the two I'm involved with have really risen to the occasion as well by thinking outside of the box. Again, when you have a strong mission and you know what the value you bring to companies and to individuals, you just have to go back to them and have a little bit different conversation on how they need to continue the support. We've not lost a sponsor, and we continue to have belief in what both nonprofits are doing. So, again, we're very hopeful that as we get through this year, we know this year, the rest of this year is going to be tough, but we're hopeful and we're looking forward to 2021 in hopes that we can be back together again and we can be doing the things that we all love by having the events and networking and sharing our support of the missions of the nonprofit.
Well, Patty, if somebody wanted to learn more about Hunter and maybe get on your radar a little bit, what is the website for Hunter?
Yes, it's www.hunterjobs.com. And you can also feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn.
Good stuff. Well, Patty, we appreciate you and the important work you're doing in the community. Thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Lee, thank you so much. And thank you for doing this wonderful program.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember to support OnPay. They are sponsoring the show and they are helping us get the word out for these very important businesses.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay, built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.